A UN human rights expert urges Bangladesh to suspend plans to repatriate Rohingya Muslims back to Myanmar, warning the refugees face a high risk of persecution back home.
The government of Myanmar has failed to provide guarantees they would not suffer the same persecution and horrific violence all over again. They are in deep fear of their names being on the list to be repatriated, causing distress and anguish.
Lee insists that the root cause of the crisis must be dealt with first, including a Muslim minority's right to citizenship. Last month, Bangladesh and Myanmar agreed to begin sending the Rohingya back to Burma's Rakhine State by this mid-November. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya have fled to neighboring Bangladesh, escaping a deadly military campaign at home. UN has described the crackdown on the Rohingya as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing with genocidal intent. And joining us out of Ontario is Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer. Hello, Mr. Corrigan. It's a pleasure to have you back in the program, sir. Now, my question to you, many feel it's just not safe and it's just not the time yet for the Rohingya to go back to Rakhine State. You know very well the government has not really responded to or acknowledged or admitted to anything that they've done wrong thus far. Your thoughts, please.
Of the UN human rights official saying that it is not safe for the Rohingya to go back to Myanmar. The military in Myanmar has basically refused to admit any culpability or any wrong in regard to the handling of the Rohingya Muslims. And you have still ongoing persecution. And until the Myanmar government starts to acknowledge what it's done and take actions to prosecute people who committed war crimes, essentially, that it would be very dangerous for the Rohingya Muslims to return to Myanmar. I think what's needed is some sort of United Nations monitoring force to make sure that there's protection for the Rohingya. And of course, going back to Myanmar is only a partial solution, because you still need to deal with the whole issue of citizenship and whether the Myanmar Muslims are entitled to Burma citizenship, even though they've lived there for hundreds of years. The government is refusing to acknowledge that. Perhaps some sort of an accommodation we worked out with Bangladesh and Myanmar so that they would, you know, solve the citizenship issue. But Myanmar Muslims are essentially stateless, and this is what lies at the core of their vulnerability. But of course, the Buddhist extremists and the Myanmar government has, and the military in particular, have been, you know, prosecuting, raping, ethnically cleansing the Myanmar Muslims, destroying their villages. All of this is clearly documented, but they have not taken any sort of responsibility for these actions.
Right. So what's next? Because obviously Bangladesh really is, you know, in a hurry to try to get some kind of repatriation, you know, treaty signed or some kind of repatriation kicked off, implemented, some process. The burden on their economy is just too great. We're talking about nearly a million Rohingya Muslims over there in Cox's Bazar and surrounding areas in neighboring Bangladesh. So what's to give? I mean, where's the UN at this point? Can the UN send in peacekeepers or some kind of security forces to try to, you know, make a safe return for the Rohingya and preserve their security for a while they go back to Myanmar?
Well, I think it would take a resolution at the Security Council. But ultimately, the support of both Bangladesh and, of course, the military and the government in Myanmar. Suu Kyi has evaded this whole question and has not admitted responsibility other than minor, you know, misunderstandings or whatever. So, but it would require peacekeepers of one form or another, perhaps maybe from Asian countries or the UN itself. We need to have a workable force of soldiers to intervene and protect human rights around the world. And I think we've done this in many other cases in Africa and in the Middle East. So I think now it's time that we take strong action now. And of course, the world community should step up and put money together so it's just not the burden of Bangladesh to look after these million or so Myanmar Muslim, Rohingya Muslims, which are clearly a burden. And we're looking at the monsoon season. We're looking at real problems that could exist, not to mention starvation and other things. And we want to stop all of these problems that will protect the human rights and dignity of the Rohingya Muslims. And unfortunately, now is not the time where we can send them back without other sort of safeguards that will protect them.
Thank you for joining us and for your valuable contribution again to the program. Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer, there joining us out of Ontario, Canada.